Now, we actually read in the Bible that Jesus once told a story about a farmer who planted some seeds in a few different places. And we see what happens in that story. But to tell it, I'm going to need a little bit of help from everybody to make it a bit more exciting. So I'm going to just divide the group into four groups. So sort of down here, Grant, you're on that side and you're on that side. You can choose which way you want to go. This over here is going to be group one. And every group's going to have an action to do as part of the story when we get to each group. So your group one, you might want to stand up and practice this, is to be like a bird. So you have to do a little sort of bird pecky thing and do a bit of, you know, like yeah. Trust me, it's going to be more, once it gets going, it's going to be more embarrassing for me than it is for you. So don't worry, just get into it. So group one is like, all right, yep, good. You can sit down. Group two, I want to see you do that later, Grant. Now, group two is sort of this bit here and a few of you here. You can be group two. Yours is a dancing one, so there's going to be a bit of sort of basic rock and roll beat. Excuse me, I'm the one that has to sing it, so don't you worry. When we go dum 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 dum, you have to do a bit of, you know, dum 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 or something like that. And I'll say throw down. What will I say? Throw down its roots. So you have to. And throw up its juice. And then at the end, just a bit of a, oh yeah, you know, kind of rock and roll something, yeah. All right? Yep, you'll do it better than that when we get to it. Group three is sort of this section in here. You guys, yours is kind of easy, so you just have to imagine that you're strangling somebody and make it perfect, perfect. Make a kind of throttled noise, you know. Like that. Sensational. I'll see that later. And group four at this end of the church. You guys need to practice your bodybuilder poses and just show me how strong you are. Healthy and strong. Yep, good. Alright. So I'll move across and when it's each person's turn, hopefully it will be sort of clear. I'm going to tell the story maybe a little bit like Jesus did, but maybe not that much like Jesus did back in the day. Yeah, so if you just want to come up the front, of course you can, but you can stay in your group and join where you are too. If you've got eyes, get seeing. If you've got hands, then do. If you've got ears, then listen. This story is one for you. You might know this tune. You can join in if you want to. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. The word's a bit different here. And on that farm he had some seed. And E-I-E-I-O. And it was time to sow. He poured that seed into his bag and took it to his field. Ooh, he said, think of the bread that all this seed will yield. And on that field there was a path, E-I-E-I-O. He dropped some seed onto the path. This is going to be group one. But before it started to grow, there came a circus parade with 15 elephants, a troop of ballerinas who all began to dance, and the Hawthorne Football Club on their victory parade. And also, 420 blackbirds, a kookaburra too, half a dozen emu escaped from Melbourne Zoo, this is where the birds should be coming, a flock of hungry seagulls, a budgie going tweet, and old MacDonald's chickens who all wanted something to eat. So the seed on the path got trampled on and trodden on and squidged and squelched and gobbled on and pecked at and poked at and kicked off and squashed flat until it was all gone. And everybody said, oh no! So old MacDonald threw seed around, E-I-E-I-O, and this seed fell on the rocky ground, and this seed started to grow. You ready for it? I think standing up here would be good. Because it could rock. Dum, 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 dum. Yes, it could rock. Dum, 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 dum. It threw down its roots. throw up its feet on the rock. Down, down, down. Yes. Ba-ba. But it was dry on the rock, and it wasn't very earthy. And the little tiny seedlings, they soon felt very thirsty. And one by one, they shriveled up and died. And everybody said, oh, no! So, old MacDonald sowed some more. E-I-E-I-O. And this seed looked all right for sure. E-I-E-I-O. But little did old MacDonald know, are you ready with your actions here? That there in the ground already, dun-dum, were lurking the seeds of dun-dum, dun-dum, thorn bushes, dun-dum, 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 that grew up and strangled our poor little plant. Oh! And everybody said, oh, no! So old MacDonald's seeds were sown, E-I-E-I-O, and not a single one was grown, E-I-E-I-O, except the seeds that fell in the good ground. You ready? I want to see the big, healthy, strong, growing seeds. Strong, healthy stalks and bushy, shiny leaves from the seeds that fell on good ground. Non-GM, organic and resistant to disease, and the seeds that fell on good ground. Look at it, it grew and grew, miles of it, not just a few. See it waving in the breeze. There was flour for pies and popcorns and pancakes and for parties from the seeds that fell in good ground. Hooray! What's a parable? Does anyone know? I'm making you do lots of work this morning. Fantastic. A story with many meanings. Yeah, that's right. Or even a story with maybe a hidden meaning. Yeah, that can't be seen straight away. And Jesus said that he sometimes spoke in parables so that only people who really wanted to know the meaning would figure it out. And some people who heard it wouldn't get it. And that's why we hear that sort of saying at the end, if you have ears, you listen. So they can give us a few different things to think about, these stories. And I want you to talk with a couple of people around you about what you think might be the hidden meanings in this story about a farmer who planted some seed. What are the hidden meanings in this story? So find a little group gathering of people around you or with your family and have a chat. What do you think are the hidden meanings in this story? Does anyone want to share some meanings that you think were in the story? What about any questions that you might have had? Or you don't have to get the answer right.
Decided partly that we were glad we didn't have to grow our own food. You know, but as this was being talked about, as Jesus was telling stories like this, people were dependent on what they did, or certainly their neighbour or someone doing it, but mostly themselves. They'd have been dependent on producing something, and that was really important. And, you know, so you had to think about what you were doing as well.
Did anybody wonder if the farmer was just a bit stupid? Because why did he throw his seeds on the path or the rocky ground? Yeah? Did you have an answer to that question? Was he just silly or wasteful or...?
We started to think that maybe there was not that much control because they don't necessarily have control over the land as much, and that it was not in their power to, you know, say, oh, I'll just put in the soil or whatever.
So you kind of just have to put it wherever you can and hope for the best or something, yeah. Or try, yeah, yeah, yeah. Any other questions or kind of funny thoughts you had about the story? Yeah, here's one.
Well, talking about the stones and the ground, and no matter where we are, there's the stones in our life, and as you take those stones away, it can then get to the other ground underneath and work on it later to become fertile.
talked about the ground being up. And you might be one type of ground, but there are things that you can do also in your life to change the type of ground that you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the next part of Matthew chapter 13. And this is what Jesus says to his disciples. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while, and when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. So just take a couple more minutes in light of that explanation that Jesus himself gave about his story to talk about the same questions, but there's an extra one on the end there as well. What is God saying to you through this parable? Some more minutes in light of that extra information. This parable challenges us to consider how we have responded to God's word and God's message in our lives, what we've heard of God in our lives. And God wants us to be like the seed that lands in the good soil, those who hear the word and understand it, and those who bear fruit. And God wants to see a harvest of fruitfulness in our lives. But you might wonder about the fact that there's different types of harvest, different sizes of harvest, or even what could be done, like Christine's spoken about, if you feel like you're a different type of soil, but you know, what could you do about that, and how does one type of soil become another soil, or all those kinds of things. So there might be lots of different questions or thoughts that you can have in response to this story. At the end of your row, there's little bits of cardboard, and there's some texts and pens in your rows. And on one side, there's a part of the Bible passage, but on the other, I want you to just take a moment to write something down in response. What is God saying to you through this parable this morning? Just a little reminder for yourself about something that you've heard or learned.